T. I'm alright. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
All right. Boy, it's so great hearing that theme from Caddyshack. It's golf season. Yeah, I mean, Mirror Lake's been open for a few weeks, and just what a gem Mirror Lake is. What people in the Bonners Ferry area appreciate, how great that golf course is and what they have in Ralph. And it's a beauty. It's great. And the Sandpoint Elks is open. Bob Hike will be with us in just a few moments. We'll talk about the Elks golf course as well. The Idaho Club will be opening soon. We'll keep our ears and eyes open for that. But anyway, it is Thursday, North Idaho Thursday. This is our local hour here on two of my very favorite radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1450 AM KBFI in beautiful Bonners Ferry, as well as 97.1 FM, and soon to be once again 1400 AM, tell a neighbor, tell a friend, KSBT in spectacularly sunny Sandpoint. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and I was driving around town this morning. You know, it's kind of interesting. It's 60 degrees right now, and there's people wearing shorts and short-sleeve shirts and walking around like it's the middle of August, and here it is late April, 60 degrees, and here break out the shorts. Think about it. If it were late September, middle September, say, and it was 60 degrees, turn on the heater. Put a log on the fire. Where's my flannel shirts? It's freezing. Yeah, it's just it's a unique thing we have going on here. But we'll take this warm, beautiful weather. Bulldog Bench Spring Scramble is at the Links in Post Falls. Brought to you by Lighthouse Foods, by the way. And that is this Saturday. It's beyond sold out, and it's supposed to be pushing 80 degrees. I don't think in 30-something years of our spring scrambles we've hit anywhere near that. It has snowed at this golf tournament before. So here I'm looking forward to that. Also looking forward for another good show today for you. First up, we'll have our monthly segment with the Sandpoint Elks Lodge. Exalted ruler Bob Hike will be with us to fill us in on all the latest at the lodge, the new restaurant, the golf course that I mentioned, and more. Always a pleasure talking to Bob. And then in our second segment, Hannah Combs will be with us from the Bonner County Historical Society and Museum. She hasn't joined us on the show for quite a while, so I'm really looking forward to this. And they have a big event this Saturday afternoon at the Hive, so we'll learn all about that and how you can participate. And in our final segment today, we welcome in Linus Jelinek from the Community Resource and Vision Center here in Sandpoint. If you are in need of rental assistance, or if you know anybody that could use some rental assistance help, you'll be sure to want to listen in a little later on in this program. Linus has this amazing info on how much help there is available to people who need rental assistance. So it's a happening thing, and everybody knows here in North Idaho, there are a lot of people who do need that. Rents are outrageous. Anyway, looking forward to all that. Before we get to that, a couple of things to pass along. I think I mentioned this last week. Gomi and the crew from Gripshin Tire Pros have their customer appreciation party coming up on Friday, May 19th. Yes, that's Friday of the Lost in the 50s parade, which begins right at Sandpoint High School parking lot. Well, just so happens, Gripshin Tire Pros is right across the street. And it so happens that Gomi makes the best al pastor tacos I've ever had, and I consider myself a bit of a connoisseur. So he is cranking them out that Friday. Mark your calendars, the 19th. And you know what he's going to charge you? Zero. Nada. It's free. Come on out for al pastor tacos. Bring your cooler and whatever happens to be in your cooler and your folding chair, and enjoy the beginning of the parade and the Gripshin Tire Pros and my good buddy Gomi and free tacos. Plus, they're giving away stuff. It's open to anybody, family, friends, neighbors, and stuff like that. So that's Lost in the 50s Friday night coming up next A week from Saturday, May the 6th, the annual Selkirk Crest chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation holding their annual Big Game Banquet at the Bonner County Fairgrounds. You all know what happens there, and you all know that it usually sells out. So you want to get your tickets and your tables and all that reserved as soon as you can. So go to RMEF, that's Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, rmef.org now, and get those tickets. What else is going on? Friday, the 28th, April 28th, 6 o'clock, the Panda Stage. Suzuki String Academy is having a celebration, and they bring the whole family. This fun evening of music with violin, viola, cello, and piano in true Suzuki style. Of course, Ruth from Suzuki has been on this program several times over the years. For more information, go to panada.org and find out prices and all of that stuff. And for you Farmers Market fans, at least the Farmers Market in Sandpoint, it is this Saturday is opening day. Shop for fresh produce, artisan goods, 9 to 1 in Farman Park. And that is opening day for Farmers Market this Saturday, sandpointfarmersmarket.com. For more information on that, the LPOIC Spring Fishing Derby is taking place starting Saturday, going through Sunday, May the 7th. So I look forward to the Lake Pondre, Idaho Club Spring Fishing Derby, always a big hit. For more information on that, go to their Facebook page or visit lpoic.org. I know I give out a lot of those, you know, websites and information at the beginning of this show each week. If you want to hear this show ever again or any of our fine programming, go to NorthIdahoRadio.com, and all of our local talk shows are there. So you can go in the archives and listen to that. What else is going on? There's music all over town this weekend. Lots to do outside. Lots going on at Pine Street Woods, so you want to go online and check that out. The Sandpoint Sailing Association is offering a free movie night adventure where you'll be taken on a voyage of 750 miles away, icy water, no support. It's like an Iditarod on a boat. And you want to check that out. The show is free and held at the Panada at 7 o'clock on Saturday evening. Again, for anything at the Panada, go to panada.org. That sounds like a cool way, so to speak, to spend a Saturday evening. Anyway, speaking of cool, we'll be talking to Bob from the Sandpoint Elks Lodge 1376 in just a moment. We also have Hannah Combs from the Bonner County History Museum, as well as Linus Jelinek talking to us about their great rental help programs. So if I were you, I'd stick around.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-704-9936. 800-704-9936. 800-704-9936.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Keep up to date on everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Well, all right. Thank you, Kenny Loggins. We are back. It's North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte. And one other note I failed to pass along. Idaho Vandal fans, yeah, we're all Idaho Vandal football fans around here. They have their spring game tomorrow. Yes, they do. And if you can't make it to Moscow, you can listen to it right here on 97.1 FM and 1450 AM KBFI in Bonners Ferry. Just leave yourself a little note. Vandal Spring Football coming on the air tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. So that'll get you in the mood for football. That'd be great. Looking forward to it. Also looking forward to another summer season at the Sandpoint Elks Lodge 1376. And I know you're called the Exalted Ruler, but often referred to as the Exhausted Ruler. Bob Hike is with us once again this month. Bob, how are you?
I'm fine, Bob. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
No, it's great having you here. Lots going on at the Elks Club. Of course, we've been talking the last few weeks about the new restaurant tracks at the Elks. Expanded an extra day this week, open for lunch on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday and Saturday, with dinner on Friday and Saturday, and Sunday brunch from 10 to 2 every Sunday. Have you had the brunch yet?
I have not, and I apologize for not having lunch there.
How could I ask you a question that you didn't know the answer to?
No, I know the answer. The answer is no, I haven't had lunch there. I did have the brunch on Sunday. And that was fantastic. I've got some news about that, the expanded menu. And so we got a lot of things we can talk about, the restaurant and the golf course. And it's really kind of exciting for me to be here because I've been really busy. I went to a meeting with several people from the lodge down in Coeur d'Alene. It was what they call a district director, deputy director, grand exalted ruler. What that means is each state has a association, a golf, I'm sorry, a Elks state association, and that though they have two district meetings each year. This last one was just last week, and I went down with my leading knight and Dave and Linda Tatlock, who've been running the operation mm-hmm. for quite a while, and we learned an awful lot.
What'd the Elks be without those two?
Those two, I absolutely deserve a tremendous amount of credit. And for those of you who have gotten your newsletter that I just put out today, it was just finished printing and was going out in the mail. I put something in there to describe the last couple of years that those two have run the organization. I called David Tatlock the CEO of our business side of it because he's done it all. And, of course, Linda was the E-R, the exalted ruler, as you called him. By the way, they call me the exhausted rooster.
Oh.
I don't know why, but once you.
I do.
Yeah, you are. And I'm old, so that's true, too. But, yeah, she was the exalted ruler for two solid years because 1 year during COVID, she didn't get to do meetings for the entire year. And we just said, go ahead and do another year. And she did, and remarkably. Would you have a question for me, or do you want me to just ramble on?
I'll do whatever you want. This is your segment.
Well, the course is open, and it has been open since the 19th, and it's just incredibly beautiful because we had a nice, warm wind that came through, and it was drying everything out much quicker than ever before.
Yeah.
There were very few lakes. There were very little mud, and so Tanner Franklin is our go-to guy. He's been there for several years now, done a remarkable job. Every spring, he manages to get the greens working, cleaned up and dry and fertilized, so it sanded, so it doesn't bother anybody. It plays very well, and it is right now.
Yeah, it's just, I guess it's, I don't know, the weather, the atmospheric conditions or whatever, but lots of times golf courses take a long time to come back, depending on if the frozen, if they got freezer burn and stuff like that. But yeah, I was out there late yesterday afternoon. It's beautiful.
It really is. I'm glad you were out there to confirm that. And they are planning to do something with hole number 3 for those who play golf at the golf course, but I was told not to talk about it because the people who are going to build it have a lot of work to do to get it in the ground, and there's some considerations with the railroad, with the state, and with the water from the lake, so I can't talk about it. But expect a surprise this summer.
Well, let's talk about that. Hole number 3, no, I'm just kidding. yeah, we expect that to get completed one way or another this summer. Something that people are talking about, we mentioned the golf course. Yes, it is open to the general public, and people have been, you know, hearing the ads and hearing about tracks at the Elks, the restaurant being open. Is it technically not open to the general public, but it is open to Elks members and guests? And I'm just going to say this, anybody can come out and be our guest.
Make sure that you separate the two entities, because that's really important that people understand. The golf course is and has been open to the general public for a long time. We have lots of local people, lots of Canadians. We're delighted to have them come across the border and play at our golf course. It's affordable. It's a great course. They have two different tee boxes for most holes. And so, yes, that is open to the public. Come as you will. Well, the exciting thing about our golf course this year is we have 12 new carts because we ran out during tournaments last year. And so we sucked up and spent the money. And we've got 12 new. So I guess that gives us 19 total, which is the most we've ever had. The other condition circumstance is the restaurant. We have initiated most of our employees who work in the bar and work in the restaurant and work in the kitchen. We have initiated them into the Elks membership. That was extremely important because in order for us to have guests, legitimate guests, come into our restaurant and enjoy the delicious food and we're going to have TVs going for the sports events, things like that too in the future. In order for that to happen, we have to say, you're my guest in the restaurant. So that's why you bring it up, and I appreciate it a lot.
Yeah, what else do you have coming up in the month of May? What's in the newsletter?
Well, the Mother's Day is going to be kind of terrific because they had a special menu for the Mother's Day is coming up on the 14th. And at Easter time, we had a brunch that was out of this world. It was so funny because I made comments about I couldn't even pronounce some of the food. And if you can't pronounce the food at a restaurant, you know it's a good restaurant. It's either French or Italian or something really good, Mexican even. But I'm going to read off something. I got this from Craig, our new chef. And by the way, he has been getting huge accolades for all the wonderful food that he serves and the service that his wife, Deirdre, the two of them have taken over the operation. Mother's Day is going to have strawberry cream cheese stuffed French toast. It's going to have saffron shrimp risotto, Louisiana ribeye, and on Cinco de Mayo, a nod to this Spanish Mexican chipotle beef burrito, Eras con Polo, and we're going to have Trout Veracruz. Those are three of the top issues.
That sounds great.
Come on out.
To make reservations for Tracks of the Elks, 263-3313, 263-3313, or if you're just out at the golf course, just pop in and make those reservations. And, Bob, we're out of time, but I can tell you that if you want to know what's going on at the Elks, you can go to there. You have a Facebook page, Sandpoint Elks Lodge, and there's also a website now, which is very well done, ElksLodgeSandpoint.com. And how can people get your newsletter if they're not already getting it?
Well, you have to be a member in order to get the newsletter, and we send out couple hundred in paper, and then we have an email list, which is great because we don't have to pay for the printing costs and publishing and mailing. And those are in color, by the way, because we can't print the other ones in color. It's too expensive. And you can call first of all, I got to mention, do we have just a minute? I want to say that we just initiated 12 new people last week.
Wow.
And we have 6 new members that are going to be initiated in May. So we're growing by leaps and bounds. It's a wonderful thing. At the meeting I mentioned earlier, we, as a lodge in Sandpoint, we got accolades and credit for being one of the fastest growing lodges in the state. So there are other things I wanted to talk about. The drug awareness program is going to be kicked off. We have a trailer and need help. The kids youth golf program is going to be kicked off, and that we need help with that for logistics and registration and teaching. If you know how to play the game and you can show some kids how to putt and how to chip, we need your help.
Sounds good. Bob Hike from the Sandpoint Elks Lodge 1376. Once again, check him out on Facebook or ElksLodgeSandpoint.com. Bob, we will see you, if I'd probably see you before, but we'll see you here on the air next month.
Thank you so much. I can't believe how quickly the time goes. I appreciate this very much, Bob.
All right, we're going to take our second break today. When we come back, switching gears a little bit, Hannah Combs. It's been a few years, I think, she's been on the program, but she put up a come back in a moment sign, I guess, at the museum, and is going to join us on the air, talk about a great event coming up at the Hive this Saturday. So stick around.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
First Responders Children's Foundation takes care of the children and families the brave ones leave at home. Help us help them. These are the beautiful voices of police officers, firefighters, nurses, and teenagers who remind us that we can come together and create harmony and unity. Text BRAVE to 24365 to learn how you can help your first responder community today.
KSPT 1400, KBFI 1450, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back. Our second segment here in North Idaho Thursday. Hannah Combs is with us from the Bonner County Historical Society and History Museum. And we were just talking during the break, because you've been on the show several times over the years. When was the last time? And it was in our old little studio. So that was pre-pandemic.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Very
happy to be back.
And those years took a long time.
They did.
Well, it's great to see your smiling face here in our bright new studio. And how are things at the museum?
They're great. We have been working really hard this spring to plan a whole year of exciting events for the community. So, we're just jumping into those now. And one of our first events coming up is going to be this Saturday.
Yeah, this is interesting. I saw this on the website, Drink in History. So I'm naturally thinking about the history of the bars and saloons in Sandpoint, but that's not what it is.
Yeah, so this is Drink in History broadly is a program that we've done for 5 or 6 years now. The general premise is that you get to learn about local history while drinking. And
I can do that.
Yeah, it's not hard. It's not a lot we're asking. So in the past, some of the programs have been about the local culture, like pub culture. We've done several different formats over the years. We've done a pub crawl where we've gone to the Turvan and Eichhardt's and McDuff's and the 219.
Some of us have done those just on our own.
Exactly. So this is just like what you would usually do, but with an extra dose of history.
I didn't say usually. Anyway, younger maybe. So this time around, it's at the Hive. It's the Real Hangtown and other. It's railroad history.
Yeah, exactly. We're really excited to be working with Joe and Mac at the Hive. This is the first time we have done a drink in history in a format where we're going to be able to show photos during the presentation. So this is a really exciting opportunity for us. The Hive has very graciously opened up their venue, and they're giving us kind of free rein of all of their high-tech facilities. So we will have a couple of speakers, myself and Will Valentine, who is on the board of directors at the museum. He's our local railroad buff. And so we'll be on stage. We'll also have a photo presentation and maps to help illustrate what we're talking about, which will be all about railroads.
So when this begins, it's in the afternoon, right?
Yeah. So we do the drink in history in the afternoon, so you can squeeze it in between lunch and dinner.
Call it the day drinking in history.
Exactly. So doors will open at 2:30. The program will start at 3:30 and go until around 5, and then the Hive will remain open for a social hour until 6.
So they have their full bar going.
Yep, the full bar will be open, so you can get your ticket to the event, and then you can get your drinks when you get there.
And I do want to say the event is for 21 and older. So
that is correct.
Leave the kiddies at home.
Yeah, exactly.
So what do we expect to learn during this presentation Saturday at 3:30 at the Hive?
Yeah, so I do want to say railroad history is central to our local history here. It's what Sandpoint and a lot of the surrounding communities were built upon. This presentation is not just going to be for the hardcore railroad buffs in town, though. We've designed this program to give you kind of an overview of local railroad history, which railroads were really important here, how they came to be here. But then we're going to really spend most of the time focusing on some of the fascinating stories that had to do with the railroads. So
that'd be great.
Yeah. So one that we're really excited to share is the story of the Real Hangtown. And I'm not going to give too much away, but there is this legend that Sandpoint used to be called Hangtown. and there's a certain...
There's no surfing here, so it can't be hanging 10 type of thing.
Exactly. Yeah, there's an assumption of what that means that is a little bit darker.
Yeah.
And so what we're going to be doing in that portion of the show is telling you the real story behind that name, where Hangtown was, and why it was called that. And then we'll also be sharing a bunch of other just fascinating stories of things that happened here. One of my favorites that I'll be talking about has to do with a train load full of salmon and peanut butter. So we've sourced all kinds of stories from local newspapers, our archives at the museum, and we're just going to tie these all together in a really entertaining tale of our railroad history.
I love it. Again, that drinking history, the real Hangtown and other railroad history is happening at the Hive in downtown Sandpoint on First Avenue. Doors open at, this is this Saturday, doors open at 2:30, begins at 3:30. There'll be a social hour afterwards, but the bar is open, therefore 21 and up. But it sounds like I'm going to be at a golf tournament at the moment. If not, I would be there for sure because I love all those subjects.
Yeah. And tickets are only $20. You can get them at our website, bonnercountyhistory.org. There's a big banner right on the homepage. You
I'm
can
looking
click
at
on
it.
That and yeah. grab your tickets. They will also be available at the door on Saturday.
Very good. You have some other events coming up as well.
Yeah, we have an exciting event just the following week. So next Friday, May 5th, we are going to be...
Cinco de Mayo.
Exactly. Yes. So at 7 p.m., we are going to be presenting with the Music Conservatory a free performance. It's called Idaho Songs, and it's going to be with a gentleman named Gary Eller. He is from the Boise area. He's made it his life's mission in the last decade or so to collect all of the pre-radio songs that were written in Idaho and about Idaho. So these include work songs, folk songs, things that are tied directly to Idaho history.
There's some Bob Dylan songs pre-radio.
Yeah. So these are all songs. Again, they're pre-radio. They were never recorded. And so he's bringing them back to life, recording them off of old sheet music.
Yeah, I was just going to say he must have found the music somewhere.
Exactly. And so he's going to be doing a presentation specifically on the songs and poems of the early Idaho Panhandle region. So this will be our area down through Coeur d'Alene and a little bit south of there. But there will be, you know, songs about railroads, logging, farming, like just daily life in Idaho back in the days, you know, probably 1930s and earlier.
That is fascinating.
Yeah, it's really neat. I've been looking forward to this for so long. And Gary will also have a presentation with slideshows with some of the photos and information that inspired these songs. And again, that event is going to be free to the community. It is at Little Carnegie Hall at the Music Conservatory. So it's not a huge room, so show up on time to get a seat. It will
be
first come, first
serve. It does coincide with the Cinco de Mayo party happening on that very block.
Exactly.
Outside on the street, put on by Leadership Sandpoint.
Yeah, we were hoping that would tie in nicely. You can go and support Leadership Sandpoint, and then after their event, you can come over and see a free show with the museum.
It's all happening right there. You know, it's the POAC offices there, and 113 Main, Justin Dix on the show all the time. They are open. There's also going to be various food trucks out on the street and options for beer and such and music. And then the music at 7 o'clock. It's going to be a great day next Friday.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And where would we be without you and the History Museum bringing all this? I didn't even know there was Idaho Panhandle music pre-radio around save somewhere.
I didn't either. And it's been really neat getting to know Gary. He has been up here to visit several times before I was working at the museum. And he said that the Bonner County History Museum here has one of the most extensive collections of original sheet music in the state of Idaho, which is kind of cool. I never knew that about our collection.
That's way cool.
Yeah.
So that's happening on a Friday, May the 5th, like we said, the Cinco de Mayo party out on the street and then inside at the Little Carnegie Hall with Gary Eller. And, of course, again, the drinking history, the real Hangtown talking about railroads and history and such at the Hive on this Saturday afternoon, April 29th. Doors at 3:30, presentation at 3:30 with a social hour to follow up until 6 o'clock. For more information on this and everything happening at the Bonner County History Museum, go to bonnercountyhistory.org or bonnercountyhistory.org. Get you to the same thing and learn all about that. Are you still doing the free first Saturday?
We are, yeah. So every first Saturday of each month, the museum is open from 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock. That is the only weekend day of the month that the museum is open. But admission is free on those days, so you can bring your family down to Lakeview Park. You can enjoy the playground, the arboretum, and then come into the museum and take a tour for free. I also wanted to share something that we've started just this past month. We're now doing late night at the museum on Thursdays. Yeah. So every Thursday, I can't promise it's going to be...
Is that a movie, Late Night at the Museum?
I think it is. So we're still trying to figure out if this is going to be year-round, if it's going to be just through the summer. But for now, every Thursday evening, the museum will be open until 7 o'clock instead of 4. So if you are...
That's my version of a late night.
Yeah, me too. So if you are, you know, working all week or have other commitments and can't usually come into the museum during our regular hours, 10 to 4, you can come in on Thursday evenings until 7 and take a look at the museum. Admission is not free, but it's still very affordable. It's $4 for adults, $3 for seniors, and $1 for kids. Anyone under 6 is free.
And well worth it. Hannah Combs from the Bonner County History Museum, thanks for joining us. We'll have you on the show on a regular basis, if that's okay.
And that sounds great to me.
I love having you here, and I love all the stuff you guys are doing. So keep it up.
Thanks, Bob. Happy to be here.
All right. We're going to take our final break today. And once again, we will have Linus Jelinek with us. She hasn't been on for a while either. She is with the Community Resource and Vision Center in Sandpoint. And if you are, if you know somebody who needs some rental assistance, you'll want to stick around and hear about this right after this.
Are you looking for a one-stop grocery shopping experience with bargains you won't believe? Then stop by your neighborhood grocery outlet. You'll find amazing deals on the name brands you love, with savings up to 40 to 70% versus traditional grocery stores. And don't forget, we also have all the essentials like dairy, meat, and produce. So shop us first, shop us often. Great deals add up to monthly savings, only at your local grocery outlet.
Grocery Outlet Bargain Market.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Held over due to popular demand. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa. This weekend only, Friday through Sunday, Spokane County Fair and Expo Center. Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa. This weekend only, Friday through Sunday, Spokane County Fair and Expo Center. 18-month interest-free financing. Our factories have demanded we sell 1,000 hot tubs and swim spas this weekend. Spokane County Fair and Expo Center. Huge factory incentives, factory rebates. This weekend only, Spokane County Fair and Expo Center. We can remove your old hot tub. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Hot tubs starting at $2,999. Spokane County Fair and Expo Center. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Just relax and enjoy. Spokane County Fair and Expo Center. Friday, noon to 8 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Free admission, free parking, free delivery. Spokane County Fair and Expo Center. Call 833-SPA-SALE or visit hottubandswimspasale.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engine.
Racing is back this Saturday night at Findlay Stadium at State Line Speedway. Gates open and qualifying starts at 4, and the exciting racing action gets underway at 5. With the Bandoleros, Early Stocks, Nostalgia Modifieds, Freedom Modifieds, and the IWS Series all in action and heating up the track. For tickets, make a pit stop at the website, raceidaho.com.
FM and 1450 AM, 1400 AM, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back as we head into what's looking like an absolutely gorgeous weather weekend here in all of North Idaho. And boy, do we deserve it after this long, cool, wet spring that we've had. Finally, in the 60s today and only getting warmer. They're talking about pushing 80 over the weekend and looking forward to that. I've been looking forward to this segment since I talked to Linus Jelinek from the Community Resource and Vision Center just a couple of days ago about rental assistance program you guys have going on, and I think this needs to get out in the public more. So tell us about it.
Wow. Thanks for having me on today, because we're really excited. I'll give you a little bit of history. So last year in March, we discovered a pool of money through Idaho Housing and Finance that was designated for North Idaho. Ada County had already used their allotment. And so
North Idaho, meaning Bonner and Boundary County?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And we kind of felt like we were maybe a little bit late to the party. I have no idea what that pool of money started at, but we went right to work. And this is what's so unusual about a program like this is we rarely have access to cash,
mm-hmm.
to money, where landlords can get paid, or, you know, tenants can.
You're usually
rent.
Just steering people in the right direction of where
and
they can get help.
Rarely does anyone have access to a pool of money, but these are, it's federal money. It's still related to financial hardship because mm-hmm. of COVID. And so we went right to work. Between March and the end of December, when they ran out of money and they closed the program, we actually assisted 86 individuals and families in paying their rent, paying their deposits, paying back rent and penalties to the tune of $410,000.
Wow.
Was and the good thing about this is this is money from outside of our area. This isn't taking donor funds here and just redistributing it. So that's what is making this so excited. Well, we heard that there was $32 million still available for Idaho that did not include Ada County. So we're in good shape, I think. And
where does the money come from?
Federal.
Okay.
The state gives it to Idaho Housing and Finance, which really is a nonprofit. They are not a state agency. They're a nonprofit organization. So we're getting it through another nonprofit. And the money goes direct to landlords. And it's a pretty easy process. So there's money available. It just reopened on Monday.
Okay.
I had heard that they were going to vote on it, and then the Daily Bee actually reported that the legislatures had voted on it, and it was on the governor's desk. So I just kept pinging them. Mm-hmm. Hey, is it yet? So they funded it, and it's open. We've already put in 4 cases since Monday. And I think anyone that is struggling in our community should go to our website. It's the first thing you see on the website. There is...
Yeah, I'm looking at it. It says, need help paying rent. You can't miss it.
No. And there's a box to, first of all, to see if you qualify. You have to be 80% of or less of the area median income. And for instance,
it's pretty easy to do around here.
For a family of four in our county, that's $57,700. Yeah. So if your gross, that's before taxes, is that or less, you qualify for this program. And even people who aren't working can qualify for this program. So I want to encourage anyone to come, because our goal is to garner as much of this pool of money for our county and for our community as we can.
In your best guesstimate, how long will this money last?
I don't know, but people can reapply every 3 months for up to 18 months.
Okay.
So think about it. It's $32 million, and we brought in $410,000. So I think it could be around for a while. I don't know.
So if you need help getting caught up on your rent, it's past rent, it's next month's rent, or what have you. I mean, if you're struggling at all, I strongly encourage you to go to CREC Idaho, CRECIdaho.com. Right there on the homepage is a big banner. It says need help paying rent in three boxes, how to qualify, what you'll need, how to reach out to us. It's very simple. And we know there are hundreds, if not thousands, of people in Bonner and Boundary County who need help with their rent, and you've got the resource.
And enabled to help us expedite your case, check out the there's a checklist of what you should bring with you. And, you know, the great thing is this is for anyone, single people, families. We helped out of those 86 cases that we helped, that represented 74 kids were involved in those cases. So really, we're really helping keeping a roof over kids' head. And that's really important to us. And seniors are definitely under this 80% AMI. Disabled.
Glad you mentioned that, yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know, we were discussing during the break the amount of rents, at least in Sandpoint, and imagine in Bonner Ferry, it's similar, and how people like in the service industry, for example, are making that to get by. So there is help for people who are struggling with your rent. And again, CREC Idaho.com to see if you qualify and how to qualify through the Community Resource and Vision Center of Sandpoint. And you guys are located in the old Coldwater Creek building, as we all know it, and now it has a big lighthouse banner out front on McGee Road in, technically Sandpoint, but I call it Kootenai, Pondere.
We come to any of those.
Yeah. And again, this program is available for people in Bonner and Boundary County, so why not look into it?
Yeah, I encourage everyone. In fact, you can call 208-920-1840 and just schedule an appointment. If you're not sure, you can come in and sit down with our housing resource specialist. And we see clients for this program Monday through Friday from 9:15 to 1 o'clock.
Okay. Again, that phone number, 208-920-1840, 208-920-1840. And again, I can't stress it enough, CRECIdaho.com. And this is a wonderful program, wonderful work, Linus, that you guys are doing over there. And I just can't believe how far your organization has come in a brief amount of time. And to be able to have a resource like this is very commendable.
We're really excited.
All right.
Really excited about the future.
Very good. Linus Jelinek, thanks for joining us. We'll have you on again as soon as we can find another opening for you. And but that's it for here today. Again, a Vandal spring football game right here on KSBT and KBFI tomorrow evening at 6. That's it for North Idaho Thursday for this week. Till next time, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.